This is Twit.
I am talking about Skosh said, you know what? Sometimes you want to charge multiple devices at once, and maybe you don't want to have 9 different plugs and 9 different devices to do that. Maybe you just want to have one place where the whole family can drop all of their devices and charge them very easily. So what Skosh did was create a modular charging station. Now, I'm showing one piece of it. This has a place to drop a wireless charging device, so it's Qi-enabled, and so you can drop a phone here, and it'll start charging. And then here is a charging station that lets you slide in, you know, an iPad or an iPhone or some other device, and then there are 3 charging spots on the back. There's USB-A and a USB-C with power delivery in the middle. And so you can plug in a cord into each of those, plug it into the device that's sitting in one of these slots, and then charge it that way. And this one also comes with, on the end, another power delivery over USB-C and a USB-A port. But it gets better. I can take this apart. So it comes apart like so.
You just split the charger in half.
I split the charger in half. And then, oh, what's this here? It's an Apple Watch charger. And I can click that into place. And then I can put it back together. And now I've got an Apple Watch charger that lifts up like so. So it can be either down or up. A wireless charger and a spot to slide in my iPad or what have you. Well, one wireless charger is fine, but what if I've got multiple people in my family that have phones that can be wirelessly charged? I think I'll slide in another wireless charger right next to that. So now I've got a spot for an iPhone or AirPods, my watch, and the iPads or what have you. And then if you happen to, you could take it apart again and slide in one more wireless charger. So then you've got a spot for 2 iPhones, a pair of AirPods that wirelessly charge, or whatever device you might have that wirelessly charges, an Apple Watch, and the spot where you can drop in iPads or whatever you want to sit vertically in these locations. It's essentially what I mentioned in the beginning. It is a modular charging device that lets you add as many of these different charging, well, not as many, it lets you add charging stations to the overall setup. It uses a very clever point system. So as you buy more of the little chargers, the modules, I guess is what they call them. As you buy more of the modules, each of them has a point. And then one whole charging station can only have so many points. So that's how you know, how many things can I actually connect to this one device and it will still charge all my devices. It uses the point system to help you figure that out. So if you're looking for a way to sort of give a spot for your whole family to drop on their phones or connect, your Apple Watch and a couple of other devices and have some, in this case, the end cap charger there to link up other things in charge, and you want to adjust it however you want, this Base Links is the way to do so. You can buy the basic kit in black from Skosh on Amazon for $100, but you can also get it exclusively from Apple's own store in white. So if white is more your thing, if you go to Apple's online store, then you can get it there. One of the things that I really dig about this is that the rubberized circle where you drop your phone, it is very I guess grabby is the best way to put it, grabby rubber. And so I've noticed that, dropping my phone on one of those spots, it stays put and immediately, it's locked in place there where I need it. So you don't have a lot of guesswork about making sure that it's placed exactly how you want. It is, where you want it, how you want it, and perfectly placed. So this is I just think it's a brilliant idea that they've come up with, where you can have your setup exactly as you need for the devices that you have. And then that clever point system to say, okay, what exactly can I get with just one plug into my wall? Which devices do I need? And so Skosh provides that information as well to help you figure out your setup that works perfectly for you. And then because each of the little systems, each of the modules come with a cord, then if I wanted to, and they come with an end cap as well, then I could set up two different systems. I could have downstairs, say, a system that has, you know, the iPad charger and one wireless charger. And then I have extra end caps. So I could put an end cap here and then have that downstairs. And then one of the cords in the module boxes to plug that in. And then upstairs, I've got a place for two wireless chargers and the Apple Watch charger, as well as the power delivery end cap for charging something else. So it's endlessly adjustable, even if you just wanted to have a spot that's got one of these modules plugged in, then you can do that as well. So yeah, nice. I kind of like that there's a lot of freedom to it. I can separate it out however I want to. And because of the way that the system is set up, it's got the proper end caps and cords that you need, no matter how you choose to link it together.
This honestly also sounds very good for developers, because I always see developers talking about how they have many old test devices to test for different versions, and they have to keep them plugged in and have a million cables all over the place.
Yes.
And in theory, too, they don't need to be... Like, one thing I think, it will distribute the charges, so this is probably better for something like overnight charging, as opposed to you can't fast charge all of your devices at once off of one cord, but just keeping things topped up or... like stacked up and ready to go, like a production studio type of thing. Even schools, honestly, I mean, I guess maybe less so. They usually have dedicated stuff for that, but it's kind of like for anyone who's listening, it's the like magazine rack. They're just short little nubbins, but then you can stack the iPads vertically. And then it looks like the cord that comes with it, is it only just like 6 inches long so that it wraps around nicely into the back of the phone without, You don't have three feet of cord hanging off.
Those cords you supply yourself. The cord that it comes with is just to power the device. So yeah, you do need to provide your own cord to plug in. But yeah, you could get those little short cords if you wanted to. But I've found, you know, this I sit on the edge of a table, and so the cord just hangs over the back. I don't see it anyway. But I've got an iPhone here that's dropped in. But as I said, you could drop an iPad in as well. I would drop my iPad in, but it's in a place where I can't.
I need something like that, because I have enough devices in the realm.
To warrant it? So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's cool.
Super cool system, I think, from Skosh. And like I said, you can get started for $100 and then go from there. The $100 kit, I think, comes with, is it three modules? Yeah, it looks like you get it's either two or three, two modules. So you can get the wireless charging pad and then the module that lets you stack three devices next to one another. And then there are several different sort of starting kits that you can get. So if that doesn't seem to be the one that you want to go with, you can check out another one of the starting kits that's available that will let you have, you know, an Apple Watch charger, for example, or as I mentioned, that end cap that provides more power to it. So yeah, check it out. Loads of different ways to configure your own system to provide vertical charging, Qi charging, and Apple Watch charging with Skosh.